Love for that. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to look in Matthew 9 tonight. We'll have prayer after I get through preaching tonight. We'll have a word of prayer, have some prayer requests and pray. Matthew 9, I've been on these scriptures here this morning, and God's helped me with it. And the Bible said in verse number 10, it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Jesus was in the house here. It don't say whose house. Could have been Matthew's, I reckon. He passed by him. Could have been Peter's. I don't know. It don't say. But it does say that many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, that they be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And he said in verse 13, go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. He quoted from the book of Hosea right there. Then he said this. He said, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so here Jesus is set at meat to eat. And these publicans and sinners come to him and sit with him. And then the right self-righteous crowd, them that think they're right with God, just got religion, said, why is your master eating with publicans and sinners? Why would he allow them to be around him? That's who he come for. Amen. He didn't come to call the righteous. You know, separation in the Bible, a lot of people preach a lot of strong separation. Separation really is separating unto. If you ever get that, it'll help you. It's not really we separate from, it's who we separate unto. The other day I got married, I separated from my mother and father and Cleveland, my wife, which I separated myself unto her. When I got saved, I left the world, thank God, and cleaved to Christ, who I separated unto. Amen. We can get a lot of people to quit things, but brother, that will not help them. They've got to have somebody they're separating to, and they better separate to Christ. That's the only way separation works. You can quit a lot of things. You can do all these things as preached. But brethren, unless you're separated unto him, it just will make you look good on the outside, but it does nothing for the inside. Amen. Life's a base of relationship. Amen. With the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we judge people by what we see on the outward man. Brethren, but thank God, righteous judgment. Amen. Done by God because he sees the heart. He can only one that can see the heart tonight. He's the only one can look in us. Amen. And see what we have in here, where our affection is. He said, set your affection on things above. Amen. Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the throne of God. And so Jesus here sat with these. Amen. And listen, the Bible said they saw it and then they said something about it. They always was looking to find fault with the Lord. They accused him of the Sabbath day. You know how he healed on the Sabbath. Thank God how even his own men, thank God, went into the fields of the Sabbath and picked corn. And they said that wasn't lawful to do. And you know, they always was looking for something to find fault. If that's your attitude and my attitude, we're completely away from the will of God. If my attitude's to find fault in what other people's doing, brethren, we missed the mark. It's not why we come. And your mindset, you see, your mindset, amen, of worshiping him and coming to meet with him, amen, keeps you from that. It'll keep you from that. Hey, God, this getting together in the unified spirit of God worshiping him is the way we go tonight. Now look in verse, if you will tonight, and I must say a few things. Amen. Verse 13, he said, in the latter part, for I am not come to call the righteous, but notice, but sinners to repentance. And repentance is a turn to Christ, a turn to God. Amen. Repentance is a change of mind and heart. That God has to do. You can't change your mind and heart. That's something God does through the preached word, through the dealings of the Holy Ghost. And he brings you from this way, thank God, the way of sin unto God. Amen. Repentance is toward God. Remember he said repentance toward God. That's who we offended. We offended God because we sinned. And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And so faith is toward Christ. It's in Christ. It's his faith he gives us to believe. The natural man don't believe, amen, but he has faith given to him by by God to believe, amen, in this saving faith of God. And he said the sinners, amen. Somebody asked me, what is a sinner? Somebody says, amen. That's right, sinner sin. That's not hard, sinner sin. Why does men sin? They're sinners. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's plural. Amen. We're sinners. Amen. Be God be that one man said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm a sinner. But brother, the world's full of sinners. I was amazed when I thought this week of how much God put a priority on the representatives of the human race. And when I say that, I'm talking about the first and last Adam. At the first Adam sinned against the command of God, and it kicked the whole human race into sinfulness. And the last Adam did not sin, thank God, and gave many righteousness. Amen. But everything's based on that. I don't care what anybody says. You cannot turn what God says into what we think. The fact of it was in the garden when Adam sinned, every man become a sinner. They born that way, friend. They don't know it when they're born. They're not conscious of it. But when they come to that conscious age, amen, they're sinners. They do wrong. Parents teach their youngins to do right, not to do wrong. They do that. Amen. My mom and daddy taught me to do right. Amen. I couldn't do but so much of it because I didn't have the ability, amen, to do what God said. But I did have the ability to obey them, the authority that God put over me. Every time that I done wrong against them, I was really literally doing it against God who set them over me as my authority. But sin, amen, listen, I know we categorize sin today, but sin is just missing the mark. That's what it is. It's missing the mark. That means we can't get, we're way short of the glory of God. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means we don't measure up, amen, to who the Father is, who the Son is, who the Holy Ghost is. It's the Godhead. We don't measure up to that. We fall way short, amen, because we've sinned. They're holy, righteous, amen. Listen, and that's where we're at tonight. That's where mankind is. The problem tonight's not the gun in a man's hand. The problem tonight's their heart, amen, their evil heart. That's not that. You can take guns from people, and it's not going to change violence in their heart. Amen. It's not going to. It's just going to get worse because there'll be other avenues. Amen. And there'll be other ways. You give a man a ball bat, he can hit a baseball or hit somebody with it. That's just the way it is. You give a man a gun, he can shoot a deer or shoot somebody. It's just the way it is. It's the heart within the individual. It's the wickedness, the corruption. Amen. Evil men are seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why wasn't it so prevalent in the day I was a child? Why could you go to bed? And I don't know if we ever done this. Amen. But we didn't go lock the door every time we left the house. But at night, wise people say they used to leave the doors open, the windows up. Amen. You know why? Amen. They had more consciousness of God in them days. They had more reverence, even though they wasn't saved. They was taught that from a child. Even though they never had been imputed righteous yet, thank God they lived, my friend, a pretty good moral life. Amen. They knew what wasn't theirs they ought not take. Amen. They know that. There's always been thieves. I know that. It's just a whole lot more of them now. Amen. There's always been drunkards. There's just a whole lot more of them now. They just get it in a different form now. Amen. Instead of booze, amen, they go to drugs. It's all a system of the devil. It's all a system of the devil. The God of this world have blinded what the minds of them that believe not. They don't know, amen, what they're doing sometimes because they're under the influence of Satan himself because he, my friend's blinded. He's a deceiver. I thought about that verse the other day where he said the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that she may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. That's a plural word, wiles. That means the trickery or the subtlety Satan uses, like he did on the woman in the garden when he said, you're not going to die. God knows if you eat of that tree, you'll be like him. It's always been like that since the day that she took of the fruit. And listen, brethren, every man wants to be his own God today. They don't want to answer to a God of heaven, but that's too bad. You're going to answer to him. I'm going to answer to him. It's just the way it is. We're sinners.
Amen. In the sight of God, listen, in the sight of God as a sinner, we don't look good. Amen. God don't see any hate sin. His son was punished for sin. And brethren, it was punished. He was punished for our sin. Can I get down to this? He was punished for my sin. Amen. And your sin. And brother, sin's what hung him there. I tell anybody, if ever all see what sin looks like, look at the cross. That's where he was beat, punished, hung for 6 hours. Amen. Listen, I died for mankind. He laid all sin on him. Hey, God, sinners, and I can go free from sin. Amen. If they ever see him, thank God the way the Bible says, and see him, thank God, on the cross. Ain't God high lifted up for sin. It'll cause a man to want him, because that's the only way out tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, that's right tonight. Thank God, listen. He died for sin once. What did he say in Matthew 1? He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's what it said. He said he shall save their people from their sin. In fact, the word save means he will rescue you. He will deliver you. Amen. Amen. That's why you said a while ago, I don't live like I used to. You know why? He delivered you from that. That's what it is. He delivers man from that. Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Listen what he said. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? He said, don't live that same life. Amen. The Holy Ghost lives in you. You live a different life. Because we're sinners. We still battle with sin. I still battle with sin. I battle with the sins of the flesh. The sins, my friend, he said, amen, that we used to serve the sins of the flesh. Amen, we serve the law. Amen, listen, of the flesh and the mind, friend, of sin. It was our rule. That's what controlled us. Amen, the more we did, the more we wanted. Amen. The only thing that kept you, I said this before, the only thing that kept me from going any deeper was parents that kept eye on me, that judged me, that held me accountable. You just let a child go to himself. Listen, he said a child left to himself, bringing this mother to shame. What it says, a child just go out and do his own thing, and he's never accountable, never is judged for anything. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you this tonight. I'm going to make this statement in here. I'm not better than nobody. I'm not better than nobody. I am better off, but it ain't because of me. It's because of the grace of God. I'm better than nobody. I'm better than nobody. You're better than nobody. You're better than no. See, God hates a proud look. The thing of being a proud look is looking at yourself above somebody else. That's a proud look to say, well, I'm not like him people. That's the same thing the Pharisees said. Do you know what the Pharisees prayed in the morning when they got up? They said, I'm glad I'm not a Gentile. I'm glad I'm not like these other sinners. And I'm glad I'm not a woman. That's what they prayed every morning when they got up. Amen. Read it, brother. Listen. That's what that man said over there. He said, I'm glad I'm not like other men are. Amen. Extortioners, drunkards, all these people. Brother, that's what he was praying, the same prayer, standing on the street corner, and the publican wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven, smote his chest, and said, God be merciful, me a sinner. He's seen who he was. Amen, listen, a lot of people live their life like that. They think they're better. Amen, they think they don't sin. Amen, they think they're different than everybody. Amen, but I'm telling you, you ever see yourself as God does, and you really see that you're a sinner. Amen. Amen, and the only hope you got's Christ. Amen, listen. Ain't God, friend, you'll see, brethren. Amen, you're not nothing but the grace of God tonight, amen. It's the only way you have anything, Brother Danny. I mean, you're a saved man, professed saved man. I believe you got the goods. I believe God lives in you. But listen, Danny can never boast in anything he did. I can't never boast of anything I did. It was all the grace of God. The grace of God's the favor of God. The grace of God's the influence of God. The grace of God's doing it for me and giving it to me. Salvation was a gift. It wasn't something I earned. It wasn't something I deserved. It was just a gift of God. God God loved me enough, amen, to die for me, but he gave me his gift, amen, the gift of God's eternal life through the Lord Jesus. And that's what it is, and that's grace. And since I've been saved, I'm telling you, I never have felt out the hand of God, but it's all because of his hand. It surely ain't because of how good I am tonight, amen. You know, listen, you cannot mix Old Testament law with New Testament grace. You can't do it. I know people disagree with me, but brother, the law was given to let you know how short you fall. The law was never given for you to live by because you couldn't live by it. Far as producing righteousness, it'd be all right to live by the law if that's just what a man wants to do if he can. But the fact of it is, it never was given to produce righteousness or to make me right with God. See, the law of Christ is greater. He said every law hangs on two commandments. Every law Jesus spoke hung on two commandments. He said first commandment is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And he said on these two hang all the law and prophets, on every one of them. It don't matter, you can put any commandment, any law, amen, that came through, and God put it under loving God and loving your neighbor. Every one of them, amen. And brethren, the law was given, thank God, for the unrighteous man, he might see himself a sinner. That's the only reason. Listen, thank God, Paul said you would not have known sin had it not been for the law. If he said thou shalt not covet, you'd have never known if he had not said it. The law was set up to govern the Israelites, but it was also a schoolmaster. Thank God, pointing us to Jesus Christ, because he's the law keeper. He's the law fulfiller. He's the one that done it all. Thank God. And through and by him, brethren, listen, that's how you're saved, through the cross, and through the resurrection. Thank God, he justified many, amen. You know what the word justified means? It means, amen, he said it's a judicial act of God that because you're guilty, he declares you innocent in the sight of God, and he'll never hold nothing against you. Nothing. He can't, God will never charge you if you're justified. I looked at that little old thing. We got one in the house there. And it's got a little, it's a little thing hangs on our wall. And it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And then you want me to give you an interpretation of that verse in context? He said, if God be for you in justification, who can be against you? Ain't one thing. No man can charge you, amen, because God has saved you and lifted condemnation from you, amen, as sinners. Amen. Listen, ain't God. He said he's justified. The devil said he's guilty. God said, no, he's innocent. The devil says he's sin. God says, no, I took it away. Amen, because it's not on my account. He can't charge me with it. Amen. Listen, brother, there's got to be a, listen, it's got to be a risen Savior to justify you. He's the only one that can. It's God, that's why he rose again. He could not go before God and justify me had he not got out of the grave. Amen. Could you imagine being in a court of law? Here I'm going for the court of law. I'm guilty. I got a lawyer, a good lawyer. And the only hope I got is that lawyer and talk to that judge and get me out of it. And the day of the trial, the lawyer don't show up, and somebody said, where's he at? He said, he died this morning. Huh? Yeah. Jesus did, he died, but he rose again. How could a dead God just, how could a dead Savior justify me before the Father? Yeah. He had to resurrect. Listen, the greatest miracle in Joel Height is the resurrection of Christ. What was the message, Sister Robinson, in the New Testament when they started preaching the book of Acts? It was Jesus and the resurrection. They said, who could raise somebody from the dead? Amen. He rose himself from the dead. But he had to resurrect to go back to the Father, present his blood as a living Lord, as a resurrected Lord. Amen. To justify me, that he said, right there's the price. Right there's what I did. I shed my blood. Amen. For just him. Even though he's a wretch, even though he's a sinner, even though he deserves hell like Joel Height does. Amen. Listen, here's my blood. And I paid the price. Hey, could go free and be justified and never charged again, be saved forever. That's the grace of God. And the sinner, thank God, goes free. Amen. It's amazing. And then, listen, and then I cannot put no bondage on you. When I'm dealing with salvation, it's just Christ alone. Yeah. It's not you got to be baptized. It's not you got to join the church. Right. It's not you got to read your Bible 100 times. It's not you got to pray so many times. That whole nothing to do with getting saved. Getting saved is a free gift to a condemned sinner that God does this. And when you get out, amen, of the jealousy, and amen, you say, praise God. I mean, I love that man that let me go. I mean, I'd do anything for that man that let me go. I'd be going to the death chamber had that man not got me out. I'm telling you, that's the way it is with him. Thank God, if you're a sinner saved, I'm telling you, want to be with him and love him and live for him. Amen. God. You know, ain't it amazing when you get saved? I mean, when you get saved, you just got saved. I remember when God saved me, I was so zealous. I mean, I didn't think about nothing but him. I mean, that's zealous. I'd preach to people, talk to people about God and being saved. Amen. I mean, that's just what's in me. Nobody taught me that. Nobody ever said, now you got to go be a witness. It was come out. Yeah. I mean, it's just like what you said. They thought I was crazy. I mean, what's happened to you? I mean, I had men ask me that at the plant. What's happened to you? I said, I got saved. That's all I knew to tell them. Yeah. Amen. I got saved. Amen. They said, this man's crazy. Amen. I mean, they said, this man's going too far with it. Amen. That's right. Listen, if you ever get saved, somebody will take a notice. Amen. If you get saved, they'll see you different than what you used to be. Amen. You're not the same old boy you used to be. Because you're a sinner saved. That's right. You know what? Listen to me. When God saved me, he put a new tongue in my mouth. I didn't go out and talk the way I used to. I didn't desire all them things I used to. Listen, can I tell you this? I don't know how to explain this, okay? There's a Holy Ghost in me tonight. Jesus' Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. He lives in me. It's a spirit. It's the Spirit. Yeah, I don't understand all about the Spirit, but I know the Spirit is in me. Yeah. You've heard people get stirred up and say, that man's got the Spirit. I mean, even in the natural world, they say a man's got the Spirit sometimes. Not talking about the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit manifests. It manifests. I mean, the other week we was at that camp meeting on Monday morning after Brother Logan got to preaching, these ladies get up to sing. And all of a sudden, that Holy Ghost manifests, Brother Dennis. You remember that? And they got to shouting and praising God and testifying. It was just that divine presence that manifests. It's that Holy Ghost. And then, you know, when they get to shouting, it hooks up with your heart. And thank God, you're not trying to push it away. You're fanning it and pulling it in. Come to me, come to me, come to me. That's just the way it is. That never happened until I got born again. Because I'm born of his Spirit. I have the Spirit in me. And I'm telling you, that's the Spirit's what makes the difference. And I know that's right. And when you get saved, the Holy Spirit, ain't God makes a difference in your life. Right. Now here's the problem with me. Here's the problem with me as a child of God. It seems like to me in my own mind, the Holy Ghost has got more power in me than anybody. But I can submit myself to the flesh. Right. And before you know it, I might not be praying. I might not be up in the way out to in my spirit. And I can go out and somebody make me mad. Instead of saying, God bless you, turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, before you know it, I'm angry. That's right. And I hate, and you know, it's just the truth. I don't hate to say it because it convicts me. But he said, anger resteth in the bosom of fools. And all of a sudden, this cage that's in me has opened the door to this old man named Joel Hyatt that's releasing what he used to be. That's right. Listen to me. You're capable of doing anything in the flesh. That's right. Adamic nature is not saved. That's why he's got to put it off of you. When you bury somebody, son, thank God that'll be a good day when I bury this old body. Because I know one thing, it ain't going to sin no more because he's going to give me a new body. Amen. That's the only time, Brother Shank. Amen. Amen. That's the only time. There's no more test after that. There's no more sin after that. There's no more attack after that, Brother Danny. No more pain after that. No more going through pain in your body. Amen. Listen, because the nature of Adam is still prevalent in us. Only if you're saved, you got God in you. And God is greater than that. And that's why God lives through you to bless you and use you. But the thing of it is, amen, when I talk about sinners, brother, the only hope a sinner has, amen, is Jesus, amen, coming into him. And he said, I come, thank God, not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, amen. He calls you to repentance tonight. That means that he wants you, thank God, to, amen, be different than what you are. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, not was a new creature. Somebody said, I don't know whether I'm saved. Well, who's in you? The only witness you got. I could not walk to anybody in this church tonight. I think there's people saved in here. But I could not come up to you tonight and say, I believe you 100% in. Right. But the Holy Ghost tells you that.
Yeah.
Why? He's the witness. He's the witness of what took place because he was the one doing it. I can say this. It's 100% me and you was at Ken Jenkins Church last week.
That's right.
You got a witness on that?
Yeah.
Did you see me?
There. Yeah, I seen you there.
I seen you.
Sitting in the side.
It's 100% witness. Brother Danny was there, 100% witness. You seen me, didn't you? I seen you. But when it comes down to having internal salvation and you knowing it, I wasn't in your heart when you got saved. I didn't see your heart. See, salvation is not an outward appearance, it's an inward work. That's the only way I know in my own life that I'm saved, that God's passed me from death and life, because as a sinner, amen, he came to me, thank God, through the power of the gospel, and brethren, he brought his Holy Ghost conviction on me, and it does take that, because you'll never see you're sick till you get convicted. You never know you're lost till you get convicted. You don't know that. That's the work of God. I cannot convict nobody in here. That's the Holy Ghost that's got to convict you. Brother, that's why Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous. If a man's righteous, I ain't calling him. I'm calling sinners to repentance. That's why I'm sitting and eating with them. Amen. I'm not just sitting and eating with them. Amen. I ain't got to talk about what they've been doing. I'm sitting and eating with them. I ain't got it. I might shine my light on them that they see the Lord God in me because I am him. Amen. I told you this, I think. My nephew asked me to preach I did preach something, but he said, I want you to do my wedding. I said, all right, I'll be glad to. I mean, I went and everything, you know, I mean, I'm not the best formal man, but I do the best I can. Listen, I'm telling you, me and my wife went down on a Thursday because the wedding was on a Friday. And I felt laying there and Brother Robert and thinking about that, it was like I was going to go preach a revival the next day. That's what it felt. I couldn't enjoy my trip. I couldn't laugh much. I like to go on with a bunch of junk sometime and laugh and carry on, but I just couldn't do it. He had me like in his spirit hold. And I'm thinking, Lord, I know you want me to say some things tomorrow. At that wedding, he said, I'm giving it to you right now. He's giving it to my spirit, you know. And so we stand over here at this building. I have no idea. I'm standing out here, and these men's behind me, and me and him's walking out together. And then we're walking in there because there's outside wedding. It was over here, and we're just walking from over here. And when I'm standing there and looking straight ahead, the music started playing for us to walk out. And it wasn't Christian music, and it wasn't wedding music. It was rock music. So I know everybody's looking at me, especially my family. So I got my Bible under my arm. And he's walking beside me. This is where I walk. I'm going to promise you this. It didn't hinder me one bit. The Holy Ghost was sitting on me. And you know what people say? Oh, we can't go out there and talk to them people. That's the problem. We're not getting in the world. I'm talking about getting in the world to tell the truth of God and shine the light of God.
Yeah.
So I got up And I took about three texts, Brother Saint, through the wedding now and told him about Jesus. And told him what Jesus could do and told him about Jesus. Afterwards, it's over. Nobody come up much, said nothing, you know. I thought, well. And I had a few people come and said, man, that was good. You know, but
right.
This is amazing. Here, get this here. I'm walking. I was telling my wife, we ate, you know, and we leaving, we walking out. Me and her just walking down the way. This fella comes up and he's got a suit on and he said, preacher, buddy, I appreciate what you said. I needed to hear that. I thought, who is this guy? And I walked off and we walked on. I said, who is that? My wife said, that's that lawyer that's friends with Michael. That's pretty shocking, you know what? I mean, a man that's a lawyer come tell me he appreciate what I said. You know what the Holy Ghost said? There's a whole lot more people out there that appreciate what you said if you'd get out there and preach it. I didn't bow to nothing they did. But I'm going to tell you this, I give them the word. Who Jesus come for? Come for sinners. I hear these guys preaching about, and listen, I'm not for all this hair dyeing and all that stuff, but listen, friend, they're sinners. What I mean, I hear them preaching about going to Walmart and seeing all this stuff, and I'm thinking, they're sinners. What in the world you think they ought to do? What they need Jesus. Well, I'm going to tell you what they need, the Jesus of the Bible. Thank God, not only the calls for repentance, but also, praise God, calls, amen, sir, he can give grace to them and help them, amen, and turn their life around.
Right.
I've had people say to me, and I ain't changing my preaching style. That's just the way it is. I've had people say, I don't like the way you preach, you're too loud. I said, well, you got to take up with God. I'm not changing, neither does God change. I'm not going contemporary. I'll make a statement tonight. This old boy ain't going to contemporary.
Amen.
Why? I'm going to tell you why. Ain't no Holy Ghost in it. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost. I ain't looking for entertainment. If I want entertainment, I'd go get a ticket to Nashville.
Amen.
The church ain't an entertainment center. It's a spiritual house. Spiritual habitation. What do I want that for? I don't care nothing about that. I don't care. Well, I don't want to upset you, and I don't want to get off on all this because I'm going to preach. I'm going to quit a little early tonight. Amen. I know y'all got to get home, get in bed. Mama does anyway. Nobody should do anything for a pat on the back. Whenever you can get there, that'll be a blessing. Whenever I get there and I think I'm near it, sure as I'd say I was, somebody, the old flesh would hop up and say he wants it. Brother Craig Edwards put something on the computer and everything he said, I experienced. Everything was Christ. And he said, when you find out in your life that you're nothing and he's everything, you at a good place. And I'm honest as I can be with you tonight, I ain't always been there. Praise God, I'm pretty close. I ain't nothing but a sinner saved by the grace of God that lives in me tonight, thank God, because of his goodness. Why would God want to dwell within in somebody like me? Because he takes pleasure in saving sinners. You ever notice this? God will pick the most unlikely. He ain't looking for talent. He gives talent. He ain't looking for, my friend, somebody that's famous. He makes people, thank God, humble. And he puts his spirit in them and he uses them for the glory of God. Everything he does, he ain't looking for somebody. Amen. He ain't looking for somebody that's going to boast in herself. He's looking for somebody to give him glory in their life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you where he gets it. That man out there in the cemetery, Miss Jennifer, cutting himself with stones and beating up, himself and running around naked in a graveyard, had no man to tame him. I mean, nobody could help him. Jesus got off the boat one day and went up to him, and the devils in that man knew who he was, and he said, "What's your name?" And they said, "Legion, because we're many." Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God they knew. They said, "You're going to torment us for our time? Is that what you're going to do?" They knew the judgment. They knew who he was. Amen. He said, "Let's cast us out in them swine." And Jesus gave them permission and put them in the swine. That man, was healed, sat at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. I tell you, that's who he came for. Amen. You see a lot of people, but you ain't seen much people like that. And when we see people like that, we'll say there's no hope. Just remember, there's hope. Because there was in the scripture a man like that. And a woman at the well had been married 5 times. And most Baptist preachers, wouldn't even let her testify in the church if she said she was saved. That's sad, because grace forgives. Grace forgives. Amen. Listen, sinners, when they're forgiven, everything's forgiven. He don't hold nothing against them. There's no charge against them. Amen. And I'm telling you this tonight, brother. He picks the most unlikely to save and put them in the ministry, Brother Shank, and do something with their life. Amen. Jesus came, thank God, to save sinners. Amen. He didn't come to make a bunch of people religious and go through a bunch of religious motions and go through, I tell you what, listen to me now. If I was religious tonight and I knew it, I'd join another club. It ain't no fun being religious and ain't nothing in it.
That's right.
I'd just get my fishing pole out and I'd say, "Well, I tried religion a while. I think I'll go down to the lake this Sunday." That's all I got is religion. It's going through motions, reciting after the preacher, and reciting after this, you know. Them churches up and down more, praise God, than they are in the ball game when a man hits home run. Stand, buddy, stand. Everybody sit down. Everybody stand. Everybody sit down. And then they're reciting the same thing every week. Ain't a thing in it. That'd be like me reading a card to my wife every morning. "Hold on, honey. I love you today. Do you love me?" "I love you." "Repeat after me." What in the world? I like relationship. I like reality. I like realness. I ain't into that stuff.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Yeah.
If I can't pray to him from my heart, why pray?
Right.
He don't care that about fancy words. I remember an old fellow one night. After I got saved, I went to a Baptist church. I started going to some Baptist churches, visit them. I remember this man called on this man to pray. I'm a young Christian. I ain't never praying much. I didn't know nothing about the Bible or prayer before I got saved. I was just an old rotten sinner, needed God.
Amen.
He said, "Sir," he called on that man to pray. I thought, under God, I needed a dictionary to find out what he was saying. And I asked, and after the service, I said, "Who was that man?" He said, "He's the head man up there at the Southern Baptist headquarters." I thought, ain't that pitiful? I mean, really, I thought that.
Yeah.
He must have been sitting up there smoking cigars reading the newspaper. He wasn't reading the Bible. Them people didn't talk like that. Ain't you glad, thank God, it's real in your heart? What you do is from your heart.
Yeah.
If you can't do it from your heart, wait on it to get in your heart. There's things right now I want to do, I can't do because it ain't been nothing put in my heart to do it.
Right.
Sinners that get saved, thank God, are honest before God. And brethren, he said, thank God, they don't need a man that ain't sick, don't need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
He don't need a physician unless he's sick. You know what people ain't sick of? They ain't sick of sin. And I'm going to tell you the worst thing is in life in general, if you die in your sins, there's condemnation and there's eternal hell. The man dies in his sin, in unbelief.
Yeah.
That's the book. Pray with me. Father, use the word. Thank you, God, for it. Help us tonight, God, to use the word. God, on people. Lord, we go out in this world every day. Lord, there's people every day we live. Every day we live, Lord, there's people out in this world, Lord, that's lost. And need to hear about Jesus. God, please open the door for us to have a word of reconciliation to them sinners. God, help us to pray, find the will of God. Lord, help us to get a burden. God, you're the only one who can give it to us. Oh, God, hear me tonight, I pray. Bless these people for coming. In Christ's name, amen. Appreciate you coming tonight. We won't have prayer.